That was the Mozart Sleigh Ride on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown with you until 10:30. And that was the Pro Arte Orchestra. We've got a sprinkling of holiday classical favorites this morning, including, in just a bit, one of those Leroy Anderson suites of carols and a Tartini Christmas concerto. But next, we will hear a Felix Mendelssohn string symphony, just the strings of the Northern Chamber Orchestra. Support for all this great classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from you and from the Lawrence Arts Center. Now enrolling for winter and spring classes in dance, theater, and visual arts. More information is available at lawrenceartscenter.org. Good morning, it's KPR. Nicholas Ward and the strings of the Northern Chamber Orchestra. For Felix Mendelssohn this morning on Kansas Public Radio, the Seventh String Symphony. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. Looking forward in about an hour, about half an hour, 40 minutes or so, we'll be talking with Dr. Grace Morrison, who's coming over from Topeka. She's a soprano and board member in the Topeka Festival Singers. And their big holiday concert is tonight at Washburn. And she's going to come in and hopefully with the program and share what's on the show tonight. So we'll have a couple of recordings of the Topeka Festival Singers, and we'll chat with Grace about what's new for this year's big holiday concert that you're invited to tonight in Topeka at Washburn. And be with us in the noon hour, when we have plenty for the holidays from the Bournemouth Sinfonietta, the Boston Camerata, the Royal Philharmonic. We'll also indulge in Schubert's music for strings. Classical music continues as usual with Jeff Watson from noon to 3 on KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown. I'll be with you till 10:30. Here's one of those great suites of carols by Leroy Anderson now on KPR. What would we do without Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride? That was a suite of his carols, and Sleigh Ride at the end with Leroy Anderson himself directing. You know, in that Sleigh Ride, I always imagine a high school band, an orchestra doing it. And at that part where they start swinging it, that the brass section has come in after school to work on the special jazz version of it without telling the band teacher. And that the first time the band teacher hears it is on stage during the concert. And I always imagine the teacher doesn't react very well, just keeps conducting and perhaps conducting a little bit more forcefully after that, like those guys. Love that. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. We're listening to classical music and some holiday favorites sprinkled in here on December 15th, right in the middle of the month. Support for all the great classical music today on KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel, offering dining experiences and gift cards this holiday season. Menus and details online at eldridgehotel.com. And from LMH Health's new Cancer Center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare. Here's a very special Sinfonia Pastorale, a Christmas symphony by Giuseppe Tartini. Back in the day, imagine it's midnight on Christmas Eve, and the priest says, in Italian, "It is Christmas." And then the rich sounds of this beautiful sinfonia written just for Christmas. It's by Giuseppe Tartini on KPR. Well, sorry, I was out in the hall talking with Grace Morrison, who's going to be talking with you in about 10 minutes. She is a soprano and board member of the Topeka Festival Singers, and she brought over the much-anticipated program. She obviously knows what's going to be on the show tonight, and we'll share that in about 10 minutes after we actually hear a recording of the Topeka Festival Singers. We're live, we're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute. Coming up, like I said, we'll have the Topeka Festival Singers, and also William Bolcombe's The Graceful Ghost, one of those ghost drags coming up. I'm Cordelia Brown. I'll be with you till 10:30 this morning right here on Kansas Public Radio.
Live, Dow was down more than 50 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. And now on KPR, the Topeka Festival Singers. The Topeka Festival Singers on Kansas Public Radio. That's actually a recording from December 15th, 2008. Welcome, Dr. Grace Morrison. Thank you for coming in to KPR.
Thank you for having me, Cordelia.
I'm so glad you're here. It would help if I turn on your microphone. And you brought the program, and I'm so glad. The Topeka Festival Singers are having their big holiday concert tonight. They never disappoint. I'm planning on going. Everybody should go. Has it sold out yet?
Not yet. There are a few tickets left.
A few tickets, okay. And I assume that people can buy them at the door.
Buy at the door. Come a little bit early to make sure you get a seat.
Okay, good. Tell us, what are you going to start with?
Well, first of all, I wanted to say that we have a very wide variety of songs on this concert, everything from the traditional classic songs that many people will know to a couple of funny ones. We have contemporary composers and even one Renaissance composer. So the change of song styles, and there will always be new surprises for the audience. And I do have to say that our director said he was going to pull out all the stops for this concert. So we have a brass quintet. We have two percussionists who are doing the work of three. We have an oboe. We have organ on one piece and a four-hand piano piece. So it's really going to be phenomenal. We're very excited. We start the concert with a version of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, which sets the tone for the season, and the brass quintet is playing in that one. It starts and ends very mysteriously, but the middle of it is really big. So that'll be a good starter for the concert.
Will it be a cappella?
No, we have
that first one,
the brass and piano on that one.
Does it have a nice build to it? I imagine it's starting a cappella and then bringing everybody in.
Yes, you're exactly right.
I love it. Are you going to process?
Not this time.
Okay.
We will in the future.
Okay, and then after you open with O Come, Emmanuel, Dan Forrest.
Oh, yes.
He's contemporary.
Yes, he's a contemporary composer, and we jump right in to a very, very different feel on this Gloria in Excelsis. It's syncopated. The choir sings a lot of staccato throughout. I mean, it's just a very fun song. There's brass, percussion, and even organ on this song. So it will wake everyone up for sure.
And then, is this the Renaissance, a version of the Ave Maria next?
Yes, that's right. It's a cappella, Spanish composer from the Renaissance of 1500s. It's a really lovely version of Ave Maria. It's pretty short, but it's a very different feel from some of the other songs.
And then looks like a new version of O Magnum Mysterium.
O Magnum Mysterium, that's right. We sing this a cappella, and it's in a Gregorian chant style, but it was written in 2021, and I absolutely love it. It is a gorgeous arrangement. It has this tight, beautiful harmony. It might be my favorite song on the concert, except It's very hard to pick, but I love it.
And then maybe a spiritual and Go Where I Send Thee.
That's right. And again, this is a huge change from the previous song. It's a very quick style switch, familiar spiritual. And our soloist is really outstanding, Greg Meyer, who is one of our baritones. And it's just a wonderful version of this song.
The next one's just called Eight.
Yes, this is the story of Hanukkah, and this refers to the 8 days of light, and this is accompanied with piano and oboe. We get to sing a little bit of Hebrew in this, Nes Gadol, which means great miracle. And it has very traditional Jewish sounds, and I just had to laugh because you can almost see in your mind's eye the dances that might go along with this. And during parts of it, some of the men in the back were so enthusiastic that they were stomping along, and we had to quiet them down just a little bit. But it's really a fun song, and I wouldn't be surprised if the audience claps along.
And then a very touching carol is next.
Yes, I Wonder as I Wander. Everyone will know this song, but it's a new, to us, it's a new version. It's a haunting setting. And again, oboe accompanies us with this. And of interest, if you notice the name of the composer, it's Janaea Robison. And that is the wife of our artistic director. And she wrote this a number of years ago, but it's really a lovely version. We really enjoy singing this.
And then what do you close the first half with?
It's Ding Dong Merrily on High. And again, another familiar song. And we end the first half with a big bang with brass and percussion. And, you know, people will go out smiling, ready to come back for the second half.
And then are you... You're not going to have the Canadian Brass there.
No, but we do. The song is entitled The 12 Days of Christmas with the Canadian Brass. And this showcases our brass quintet. And you won't hear about any partridges or gold rings or Lords of Leaping. But instead of that, you will hear snippets from Handel and Bach and Mozart and even Gershwin and several others. To me, it's a very, very clever arrangement of this song. Instead of on a partridge in a pear tree, the words are brass music on a CD. So it's very cute, very clever, and just a very fun listen. And I hope I get to take a peek at audience faces during this, because I know they will all be smiling.
And then you have the Landon Middle School choir students coming on stage.
Yes, and I'll just say that we have a commitment to an educational partnership. We, for the last couple of years, we have brought in area students, high school and under, various groups, either select high school students or from a school or a separate choir, to join us on stage for a couple of songs. And these are young singers who we really want to encourage in their endeavors in music, because we do know how important that is. So this group is from Landon Middle School, and the choir is directed by one of our second sopranos, who sits right next to me. And there will be 49 students on stage, and, you know, of course, they're all learning, but this is a huge thing for them, and we really want to share what we do and encourage what we do. The song that we're going to sing together is called In Winter. It's lovely. It is a musical description of the winter season, and so you can see the snow and the moon and hear the silence with this song, so it's quite lovely.
And then they do the next song by themselves?
Yes, this is one of the first times that we've done this. The song is called Who Has Seen the Wind, and you can, again, kind of hear the wind with what they sing, and we get to just sit there and listen to them sing, so that'll be a treat.
And then a familiar tune.
Yes, we do three in a row very familiar tunes. The first one is The Most Wonderful Time of Year. And again, this is a big switch back to more familiar holiday tunes. It's very easy to listen to. Piano accompaniment for this one. The swinging 3-4 time, and it'll be fun for the audience and fun for us to sing. And then we jump into Jingle Bells, and a little bit of a secret, I guess, is that our director said to us he always likes to perform Jingle Bells, but he likes to find the hardest version possible for his choir to sing, and I think maybe he did that. This is a very fast version. It's not very long, but there's lots of jinga-jinga-jings all the way through it, but it's really a cute version. And then the third of this group is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. This is arranged by Mark Hayes, who is one of my very favorite composers. Lots of really beautiful combinations of different keys and modulations, and it's really the vocal jazz that's fun to sing and very fun to listen to.
Great. And then the First Noel. That can be such a glorious hymn.
It is absolutely glorious. And this arrangement is by Dan Forrest, who, again, is one of our favorites. And this is directed by one of our baritones, Ben Holcomb, who is now our assistant director to help out with the choir. And this is a really lovely and touching arrangement of this. And it's really fun to sing with him because it gives us a little different flavor. We're just very pleased to be able to perform this. And then we end the concert with Angels We Have Heard on High. And this is a very powerful arrangement. Again, Dan Forrest. We have incredible accompaniment on this, the brass quintet. We have the two percussionists, four-hand piano on this, which makes it extremely full, a huge sound, and we will send people home with a smile on their faces. I just know we will.
It sounds like a truly glorious ending.
Yes, I believe it is. It's like, wow.
And you have Robert Farrago.
Yes, he is.
Famous Kansas City pianist. He's made recordings all over the world. He's one of the best pianists I know and one of the nicest gentlemen.
Amen to both of those things. He is phenomenal. He knows exactly what to do when we're in rehearsal. He knows who needs help, and he will play along without being asked. He just is. We are very, very fortunate to have him with us.
Yes. Okay, so that's tonight. Is it 7?
7 o'clock. It's a new time this year, and so far I think everybody's picked up on that. And I want to make sure everyone knows we also have a fun selfie station. We're doing that every concert this year so they can take pictures and remember the event. We also have a wine bar, so you can come a little early and enjoy yourselves a little bit more. And that's open before, during, and after the program.
Well, I'm going.
Good. I look forward to seeing you.
And it's in White Concert Hall at Washburn. Parking is so easy there. I love that parking lot. It's just right by the front door. Okay, well, Dr. Grace Morrison, soprano, and are you the board president this year?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
And will you come back in March and tell us about your next concert?
Absolutely, March 9th.
Great. All right, well, thank you.
Thank you, Cordelia.
For coming in. It sounds like a great concert. And if you want any more details, go to TopekaFestivalSingers.org. And let's hear the Topeka Festival Singers. Here's one of their recordings from 2008 here on KPR. The Topeka Festival Singers, recorded on December 15th, 2008. You can hear them live tonight, 7 o'clock at Washburn. TopekaFestivalSingers.org will give you all the details. Good morning. It's about 10:23. This is Kansas Public Radio. Remember, if you have an old car just taking up space in the garage, KPR's Vehicle Donation Program accepts all cars, vehicles, and donating is so easy. We use them to turn them into programming, and you might get a tax deduction. Check it out at KansasPublicRadio.org. Candles Burning Brightly is a celebration of Hanukkah, the Jewish Festival of Lights, and more tonight on KPR. It's a special tonight at 7 on KPR 1. Here is a two-piano version of William Bolcom's Ghost Drag. It's called Graceful Ghost on KPR. Great music by William Bolcom. From the set of three ghost drags, that's Graceful Ghost with Leon Fleischer, Catherine Jacobson at the piano. We have a very special piece next. And in fact, it's 10:29:08, and my seconds are waning as music director of Kansas Public Radio. Here, get a little closer.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Destiny, before I hand it over to you as a classical friend, I want you to raise your bowing hand.
Okay.
Yeah, Destiny and I are both right and left challenged. Okay, raise your bow with both violinists. Okay, now repeat after me.
Okay.
I promise to never make fun of the Pachelbel canon.
I promise to never make fun of the Pachelbel canon.
Because it's a gateway piece,
I
you know?
I love it.
I do,
beautiful.
Too. I do, too. And the second thing is, as long as you have a pretty good idea of who they're talking about, now don't correct anybody's pronunciation of a composer or a piece of music, especially one in a different language. So just, I will not laugh.
I will not laugh.
Or be picky.
Or be picky.
About people's pronunciations.
People's pronunciations, because I don't want you judging me.
Well, you are now the music director of Kansas Public Radio.
Whoa. Thank you, Cordelia. These are big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
Congratulations on a beautiful career. You are amazing.
I'm so happy to be retiring, and I won't be far away. You know, I asked the station to ask me back for fun drives.
Yeah,
so.
And you should come chat on air with me, too, sometime.
About what, during the fun drive?
No, just about music.
Oh, no.
About Pachelbel's canon. I love Pachelbel's
canon. It's all up to you now.
Okay, I'll try my best.
And Destiny's email is very easy to remember. It's destiny@ku.edu.
That is correct.
Okay, so anyway, hey, it's all yours.
I guess it's all mine. Well,
you announce it, I'll start the orchestra.
Okie dokie, folks. Well, if you didn't know that I'm a cat lover from my evening shows, now you're about to. Leroy Anderson's The Waltzing Cat here on KPR. Leroy Anderson's The Waltzing Cat here on Kansas Public Radio. Hi, friends. I am Destiny. Officially, the baton has been handed off, and thank you to Barb for those batons this morning. I am your new music director, thrilled to be here with you in the mornings. I am a violinist and cat lover, hence The Waltzing Cat. And if you also listen to my evening shows, you know I love the saxophone. You know I love Beethoven. I love music just as much as you do. And our great supporters who keep us on the air, support for classical music on KPR, comes from Blue Collar Press, located in Lawrence, Kansas. Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com. Coming up, Beethoven. Yes, amazing Beethoven. And also, actually, next hour, we've got some live music on the piano as well. So keep on listening here to Kansas Public Radio. Right now, we're going to listen to Beethoven's Choral Fantasy. This is with Esa-Pekka Salonen conducting the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, and Helen Grimaud on piano, here on KPR. Helen Grimaud on piano, Beethoven's Choral Fantasy here on Kansas Public Radio, Esa-Pekka Salonen and the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra. Hi there, I'm Destiny, your official music director now. Big shoes to fill. I'm having the feels and fill. Cordelia is so wonderful and I know we're all going to miss her, but don't worry. I know she'll be back. We'll hear from her again. You will also hear from the saxophone. Indeed you will. The Washington Saxophone Quartet. One of their holiday albums. Can you imagine saxophones performing the March from the Nutcracker? Well, you don't have to imagine it. You're about to hear it. Yes, you are. It is right now by Tchaikovsky on Kansas Public Radio.
¶¶
a very, very fun little take on the Nutcracker here on Kansas Public Radio, The March by the Washington Saxophone Quartet. Very, very fun indeed. I hope you all liked listening to that. I'm Destiny, here for you, your new classical friend. Well, Cordelia is still your classical friend, but I must say, it's quite an honor to be here. I know how much you all love Cordelia, and she has been such a great host for so many mornings. I have to say, the morning is a change for me. Normally, I am your evening host in the evenings, and sometimes I come to you from my home studio with all of my cats. If you missed the music that I first played, of course, it was The Waltzing Cat. I love that. I love Leroy Anderson, and I love music. And I would be happy to hear from all of you what some of your favorite tunes are. I also host Classics by Request. That's on Saturdays from 1 to 4. And there's a form on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. You can go over to the Shows tab, Classics by Request, click on it, and you can let me know some of the things you'd like to hear. You can be anonymous if you would like. Really, I just love hearing from you. Maybe you don't know the name of the composer. Maybe there's a certain mood or a feeling that you're looking for. Also, don't worry about spelling composers' names correctly. It's always complicated. Leave the stressing out of how to say them correctly to me. Next hour, I am excited. We've got some live music coming up for you. That is going to be really, really nice. It's 35 degrees out, still a little chilly. Thanks for listening. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Okay, I might be a little biased, but the holidays are just better with Morning Edition. From hearing about how families celebrate across town.
You come in there, you wash your hands, you vote.
To learning about fun traditions around the country.
It's like an army of toys in the streets downtown.
Get in the holiday spirit with us and stay up to date on the news. Weekdays with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. Reach and engage an influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor, an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. More information is at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Winter Johnston. Police in Los Angeles have arrested as thousands gathered along the beach for a Hanukkah by the Sea event, marking the start of the Jewish festival. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio.
Merry Christmas indeed here on Kansas Public Radio. Alfred Burt's A Christmas Bouquet, arranged by Alexander Courage, John Williams, the Boston Pops Orchestra, and the Tanglewood Festival Chorus. Very exciting. I'm excited because we had some great live music at the top of the hour, and I just wanted to give a huge shout out to our live studio with Jason and Chuck and Easton in there making everything happen, and Edison Chen, the pianist. He will be performing Wednesday night with the Topeka Symphony. He's a 10th grader. He'll be playing Rachmaninoff's Second Piano Concerto, the first movement, conducted by Kyle Wiley Pickett. It's at Whitehall in Topeka. Oh, that was so much fun, as was the music. And I've got more fun music coming up on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. And support for classical music on KPR comes from Bridge Haven in Lawrence, providing family-style memory care in a home environment and 24-hour nursing care on site. More information is at mybridgehaven.com. And this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, serving Douglas County and Northeast Kansas, offering residential and prevention services to at-risk children and families, as well as foster home support. Info at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org. How about a lovely Vivaldi concerto for two trumpets? Somewhat in a festive spirit, shall I say, with the Canadian Brass. Let's enjoy it together right now on KPR. Vivaldi's Concerto for Two Trumpets here on Kansas Public Radio with the Canadian Brass. Hi there, folks. I am Destiny. Happy to be here. Your new music director as of this morning, Cordelia, passed on the baton. And I know we will all miss her, but she has had a great career and is much, she has a much deserved retirement coming upon her. So we wish her all the best. I am glad you're all listening with me. I know many of you know me as Destiny from the evenings, and I also host Classics by Request. That's right now on Saturdays from 1 to 4. And I love hearing from you. So why don't you let me know some of the things you like to hear, not only for Classics by Request, but in the morning. You can do that by going to our website, kansaspublicradio.org, and finding your way over to the Shows tab, clicking on Classics by Request. It's fun. I get a lot of great stories from people. And like I said, you don't have to spell the name of the composer, right? You can be anonymous, anything you want. It's just good to hear from you. As a KPR listener, by the way, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community. You can actually make a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor, or you can email us at legacy@kansaspublicradio.org. How many of you have heard The Messiah already this season? I've got a little instrumental snippet coming up at the end of the hour for us. One of my favorite moments to not only play on the radio, but play on the violin. Speaking of the violin, did you know that the mandolin has the same strings, just twice as many? Yes. Well, you get to hear from the Nashville Mandolin Ensemble right now as they play one of my favorite little tunes, Galanterie, by Albert Cataldi. It's a fun little thing to listen to. I hope you enjoy it right now on KPR. Thank you. That was charming. Ketelby's Gallantry here on Kansas Public Radio with the Nashville Mandolin Ensemble. I wonder just how many mandolins were actually playing that. Sounded like quite a few. Well, I've got some calming pastoral symphony from the Messiah coming right up. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Bridge Haven in Lawrence, with family-style memory care in a home environment. From social gatherings to holiday celebrations and backyard barbecues, Bridge Haven celebrates life and family. More information is at mybridgehaven.com. And we do this community spotlight once a month, which is really nice. This month's KPR community spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, serving Douglas County and Northeast Kansas, offering residential and prevention services to at-risk children and families, as well as foster home support. Info on that is at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org. This is Kansas Public Radio. We are up to a balmy, just kidding, 38 degrees. Not so balmy, but perhaps this music will be soothing and balmy for you. Handel's Messiah, the PIFA, the Pastoral Symphony portion with Robert Shaw and the Robert Shaw Orchestra on KPR. Short and sweet here on KPR, Handel's Messiah, the PIFA from the Pastoral Symphony. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this hour. Jeff is in this afternoon with more great music for you, and hopefully we'll get a little warmer. This is Kansas Public Radio. I hope you all are having a fantastic start to your Monday, folks. Be back soon on KPR.
It's Layla Faldin. Look, I won't say that listening to Morning Edition makes you cool. I mean, I think that. But you might learn something that does.
One of the latest fitness fads involves wearing a weighted vest as you walk around.
Ed Sheeran has a new album that's bursting with international flavor.
The American Association of Orthodontists declared that braces have never been cooler.
Stay in the know with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on Kansas Public Radio from 5 to 9 a.m. We are live. We are local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. 38 degrees and sunny in Lawrence. It is noon. More classical music is on the way for you. We all wish Cordelia the best in her retirement. I'm Destiny, your new music director, and delighted to be here with you. I will come up with some more fun tunes to play for you tomorrow morning. Stay warm out there, folks. More music up next after NPR News on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor.